Exclusive. Scott Perry. George Scott showed horrific lapse in judgment by jokingly pointing a gun at head of soldier. By Sean Moran on November 5, 2018. Representative Scott Perry, RPA, a member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, told Breitbart News Sunday that his Democratic opponent, George Scott, showed horrific lapse in judgment by jokingly pointing a gun at the head of a soldier. Democrat Scott's campaign struck controversy over the weekend when a photo, taken in 1989 or 1990, showed Scott pointing a gun at the head of a soldier to produce what was intended as a comic image. Talk radio host and Rush Limbaugh guest host Ken Matthews slammed the Pennsylvania Democrat in a post on Facebook, saying, "I don't want this guy anywhere near our U.S. Congress." One observer noted, although Scott claimed that his finger was not on the trigger, Williams observed, "My fellow gunners, note his finger on the trigger and the lack of respect for his rank and uniform." Breitbart News Sunday host Amanda House described the picture as disturbing. Congressman Perry slammed his Democratic opponent, claiming that the picture revealed that Scott had a horrific lapse in judgment. Perry said, "There's just no reasonable explanation. And of course it's a horrific lapse in judgment." He said, "Well, the gun wasn't loaded, or there's the question whether his finger was on the trigger and it clearly looks like it is on the photograph. But there's absolutely there no reason to do something like that." Rep. Perry continued, "This is a job interview essentially for one of the most important positions in our country. And you just have to say to yourself, if you saw that photo, would you hire the person to work in your country? Would you hire this person to babysit your children, or would you question their judgment?" Perry faces a competitive race against Scott in the competitive 10th Congressional District of Pennsylvania. A recent New York Times poll had Perry leading Scott by 2 points. "We think it's important that the people in this district are made aware of that and considered the consequences of that as well. This is the same person that says he fully supports the Second Amendment. In his primary race he took a firearm and dismantled threw it on the fire," the Pennsylvania conservative explained. "Now, he said it was a weapon of war, like the kind that's used by the United States military, but actually it was a .22 caliber rifle that you would teach your children or the Boy Scouts." Perry charged, "He not only will appear to do anything at all to win, but he has been very disingenuous to mislead and fabricate the facts." Breitbart News Sunday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.